Hello and welcome to Pramod's podcast. I'm really happy and grateful that you chose to spend your precious time to listen to this episode of Pramod's podcast. And today, I want to discuss about a very interesting topic. Is there anything beyond what we see or hear? If I ask you a question, is there something more to what we hear or see? What would you be answering to this question? When people see or hear something from someone, there could be multiple ways the way they perceive an information. And if we broadly categorize these ways, we could say they perceive in the following three ways. Number one, believe what they say or hear. Number two, choose not to give a damn. Or number three, analyze and observe more details of why something is being said the way it is said, and then make a choice. Now let's talk about the first way, believing in what we see or hear. Now this happens when we know that the source with which we're getting the message is trustworthy. It could be a person whom we know from a long time, or who is a good friend of ours, or somebody who has built the trust strongly with us, right? Or it could be that I want to listen to this particular message, I believe in the message, and I see that message coming from somebody else, and I believe that message immediately. Let's talk about the trustworthiness here. If you trust a person and you get a message or information from that person, most likely we accept the information and we believe in the information without double checking the information, because automatically there is something called as trust, which is making us believe in the message as well. Now this can happen with two kinds of people. Number one, as I mentioned before, somebody who has earned a trust from you. Or number two, there is somebody who has created the trust instantly using their tactics. For example, if there is a salesman whom you meet in a shop, you're having a look at a product, this man comes up and he has a quick conversation with you. He's a skilled salesman and he's successful in making you buy the product with his skill. He's creating that particular particular trust with his skill and making you buy the product, right? That's the importance of trust. For example, I had a friend of mine who introduced me to a car salesperson when I wanted to buy a car. This person was so enthusiastic and so skillful the way he did his job that I was significantly impressed with the way he spoke to me. As a result, I decided to buy my car from this person who is located 20 kilometers away from my house, whereas I had another around 5-6 showrooms around my place within 5 kilometers diameter. So, what matters is the trust. Once the trust is built, people believe in the message the person who is trustworthy is telling them. Now, that's the first way, believing in what we see or hear. The second method is choosing not to give a damn. Again, trust matters a lot here. When we get a message from somebody who is not trustworthy, even the message would go in vain. We choose not to give importance to the message given by somebody or information given by somebody by people who are not trustworthy. Even though the information could be true in reality, because the source of the message is not trustworthy, we tend to ignore that message as well. Now, the third method, wherein we analyze and observe more details and find out why something is told in a particular way and then make a decision out of it, here as well, a lot of mind is involved. At times, we make a good analysis. At times, we may not make a good analysis as well. For example, I have a friend who is in a relationship. And always when he has conversations with his girlfriend, he has this vulnerability that he may end up breaking up with a girl. And he doesn't want that to happen. Since he's vulnerable with that, whenever there is an argument going away from what he believed, or something happened which he didn't expect, or there is a heated argument, when these things happen, he always links the conversations from his girlfriend to his feeling of vulnerability. Another example is that one of my friends believes that her manager is close to other folks in her team and not very close to her. Now she feels insecure because of this. Whenever there is an argument or rather not an argument, at least a normal conversation, which is not going her way with her manager, she always links these conversations with her feeling of insecurity. Now, there are many situations where this can be other way around as well. If we are happy with something, we link whatever is happening towards that particular happiness. When we are sad, we can link these aspects to the sadness. Now, looking at these various ways of people responding to an information of what they hear or see, what we can understand is that these are perceptions, and the choice that people make to believe in an information or not to believe in an information is mainly because of opinions, feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. Now, these may be true, may not be true, because there is something beyond opinions, there is something beyond feelings, there is something beyond thoughts, and there is something beyond beliefs. That is truth. Now, all the information that we perceive are making us take decisions. Decisions which are very vital for relationships, decisions which are vital for career, decisions which are vital for life. Now, most of the times, these decisions are based on perceptions. And perceptions are based on opinions, feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. And they're not the reality. There is something called truth, which we need to find before making a decision. Most of the times, our emotions are acting upon and making those beliefs so strong that we may tend to believe that it is a reality. However, it is important to see through them, get the truth, and make a decision based on the truth. Thank you.